ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So, in the Gita, Prabhupada writes, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal.
Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita の中で、その、満たされるという、disturbance is ultimate goal.
Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal.
その、満たされるということ、障害、邪魔されるということは、人生の最終目的。
So what did I just say? What was the point?
求めるために、それ、求めるためにそれが起こる。
What point did I just make?
今何と言いましたか？今何と言いましたか？彼は。
Please say.
困難というのは、あの自分を、成功に達成させるためにやってくる。
Okay, I'll say it again. Disturbance is want, is due to want of an ultimate goal.
最終目的を求めているからこそ、その困難がやってくると。
What does that mean?
どういう意味でしょうか?
What is your opinion?
と思います。
Yes.
That is also a form of desire.
Could you speak a little louder?
Disturbance is want is due to want of an ultimate goal. It means that.One becomes disturbed if you don't have a clear goal. This is what it means.
本当に明確なゴールがなければ、その心が乱されると、困難なものである。
It means if you're lacking a clear goal, then you'll feel disturbed.
だから本当にそのはっきりした目的がないとね、あの心が乱される。
So what's the point?
どういうことですか?
If you're lacking a goal, you'll be disturbed.
Right. So this is a point Prabhupada's making.
心が乱ければ心が乱れる。
Yeah.You'll become disturbed if you don't have a clear goal. Can anybody relate to that principle? If you don't know where you want to go, then you can go anywhere, right?
自分の行く目的地が分からなければどこにどういうふうに歩いてていいか分からない。
There's an old saying that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
で、古い言葉さがありますけれども、そのどこに自分が行くかが分からなければどこに行っても同じことだと。
This can happen in your life.
それは人生でも起こりうることですし。
Or it can happen from moment to moment.
で、一瞬一瞬それが起こることもある。
Generally, if I don't have a goal in mind, a clear goal, then my mind will drag me to the next distraction.
でもし私がはっきりしたこの目的というものがなければ、マインドというのは一瞬一瞬あっちに行き、こっちに行きというふうにマインドがね、あちこち行ってしまいますね。
And I'll become non-productive.
で、そのちゃんと生産的に生活していくことができない。
So, we only have a certain amount of time in this life.
私たちはこの人生の中でほんの少ししか時間がありません。
And there is a purpose.
だからそれには目的、それには目的があるんですね。
So, a productive person has a clear goal.
で、生産的な人というのははっきりした目的を持っています。
And one big goal.
大きなゴールというのは、
and a lot of other small goals that support the big goal.
そしてその大きな目的があって、それをサポートする小さな目的がいくつかあるんですね。
And if you don't have a big goal,
大きな目的がなければ、
or if you had one and you forgot it,
でもそれがあったとしてもそれを忘れてしまっていたとしたら、
and if you don't have a clear day-to-day goal,
でその一日一日のね、毎日のそのゴールがはっきりしたものがなければ、
an hour-to-hour goal,
で一時間一時間のゴールがなければ、
then you'll be disturbed.
そしたらあなたの心は、
because disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal.
で、心の動揺というのは、この最終的な目的がないとそういうことが起こると。
Anybody ever feel disturbed?
そういうふうに心が動揺したことがありますか?
So, Yudev says never, but he's being facetious. He's saying in such a way, just for those who are watching at home, that he's saying, obviously, happens constantly. The mind can become disturbed by.Anything.
マインドというのはもういつもいつもいろんなものに、ね、邪魔されてますね。
But you can pull yourself out of the disturbance by having a clear goal.
しかしそういう状態からその明確な目的を持つことによって抜け出すことができます。
That's fairly clear now since I've said it about 15 times, right?
今のこと15回ぐらい言いましたから皆さん分かったと思いますけど。
Okay, then Prabhupada continues and says, and when one is certain,
でもしあなたが確かな、ね、確信を持っていれば、
that Krishna is the enjoyer,
クリシュナこそがその享楽者だ。
Proprietor,
そして所有者だ。
And friend of everyone,
そしてみんなの友達だと。
And everything,
そしてすべて。
Then one can,
そうすれば人は、
with a steady mind,
で
不動の心で
bring about peace.
平穏をもたらすことができます。
So what did I just say?
今何と言いましたか?
Yes?
Krishna は楽しむものです。
Now, first thing was I said, when one and when one is certain. So you have to be certain.
だからちゃんとね、はっきりそれが分かってなきゃ、それに確信を持ってなきゃいけない。
That Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, friend of everyone, and everything. Okay, so say that part again. When one is what? Certain. Yes, when you're certain that what?
何の確
信を持っているんですか? Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, friend of everyone and everything. Okay, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. Okay, so there's an opening statement to this. First is, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal.
でその心が乱される、心が動揺されるというのは明白な目的を持たないために心が乱された。
And then he goes on to say what?
そしてどう言いましたか、クリス
チャン。But when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer,
楽しむ人であり、
proprietor,
所有者
friend
友達であり
of everyone and everything.
そしてみんな
then what happens?
そうすると何が起こりますか?
Then you can get ultimate peace.
そしたら最終的に心が平和になると。
Yeah. So this is a very important sentence.
非常に大切なセンテンスですね。
This paragraph is very important.
でこのここのところ文章のところは非常に大切なところです。
And so we'll talk a little bit about practical aspects.
で、まあ、実践的なことについてお話ししますと。
Okay. So next, Prabhupada talks about where to fix the mind.
Prabhupada はその心を一体どこに集中したらよいのかということについて話します。
He should said it should be so trained that it can always be thinking of doing good for others.
他の人のためになるようなことをね、いつもするということを考えてなきゃいけない。
And also, as far as goals go, he quotes the Goswamis and he says, Sankhya Purvaka Namagana to be, and that is that.The Goswamis had a daily goal for their sadhana.
The Goswami という人たちは、その毎日毎日ね、その日々のゴールというのがあったんですね。
They counted every day how much they did their sadhana.
で、どのくらい毎日ね、そのサダナをやるかということをちゃんとこう数えていました。
Sankhya means to count.
Sankhya というのは数えるという意味です。
Okay. So, one point, a practical point is that.To help one become steady and peaceful in the practice of devotional service.
基本心においてその不動になり、そして心を落ち着けてね、そういうことをすることができるようになるには、
one can learn to set clear goals.
はっきりした明確なゴールを持たなければいけない。
Then let's talk about that for a few minutes, okay?
そのことについてちょっとお話ししましょう。
So, why set goals?
なぜじゃあ 目的を決めなきゃいけないのか。
So because one thing is your mind needs a target.
というのはマインドというのはね、そのターゲットが必要だと、的が必要だと。
The human mind goes after targets.
人間のマインドというのはその的を得るためにね、得るようになってるんですね。
Nowadays the military has a kind of missile.
で、例えば軍隊というのは今ミサイルを持ってます。
It's called a heat-seeking missile.
それはその熱源を探すミサイルですね。
They shoot it at airplanes and jets.
で、だからその熱が走っているね、飛行機とかジェットとかそういうもの、ジェット機とかね、そういうものをめがけて走っているわけです。
Because jets put out a lot of heat.
というのはそのジェット機というのはその
jet engines.
非常に大きな熱をこう。
And this missile is built so that it can sense where the heat is.
ミサイルというのはその熱源がどこから来ているのかというのをちゃんとこう探知できるようになっている。
And whichever way that the jet turns, the missile also turns because
ジェット機がこう行くのにこう従ってそれに従ってそのミサイルもこうその後ついていけるようになっているんですね。
So the human mind is like a heat-seeking missile.
その人間のマインドというのも同じようなもので熱源を求めてこう。
But it's more like a goal-seeking missile.
でも本当はそれ熱源ではなくてゴールと。ゴールを求めてこうあちこち行く。
And if you set clear goals for your mind,
だからそのマインドがちゃんとこうまとわられるようなね、そのゴールをちゃんと決めれば、
it will naturally go after them.
それをめがけてそのマインドはそこに行きます。
Because it's built for that.
でそういうふうに作られてるんですね。
And what happens if you don't set a clear goal?
じゃあそういうはっきりしたあのゴールを決めなければどうなるんでしょうか。
According to what we said 15 times in the beginning of the class.
クラスの前。
What'll happen?
最初の時に15回も言いましたけど。
Yeah, you'll be disturbed because your mind doesn't have a clear goal. It'll go all over the place.
そのゴールがなければあちこちそこら中に行ってしまうから。
So, yeah, goals give you a purpose.
だからゴールがあるということはその目的をがあるということなんですね。
And your purpose in life.
で、あなたの人生の目的というのは。
And month to month.
それは1ヶ月1ヶ月。
And day to day.
日々あってもいいものです。
And hour to hour.
1時間1時間あってもいいものです。
Is what keeps you going.
で、それがあるからこそあなたはそれに向かっていけるわけですね。
If your purpose is strong.
で、もしあなたの目的が非常に強いものであったならば、
you can overcome obstacles.
さまざまな障害があってもそれを乗り越えていくことができる。
And if your purpose isn't strong,
でもその目的が強くなければ、
then you may sleep instead. It's easier.
そのどっかでね眠ってしまうかもしれない。その方が簡単ですからね。
Yeah, so any corporation starts with its purpose.
だからコーポレーションというのはそのまず最初にその目的を決めるわけですね。定めるわけです。
Just like I read a book about called The Art of the Start.
その始めるアート。何？
技術。
その始め方っていうのね。始める始め方の技術っていうかね。
Yeah, the author
そういう本です。
Guy Kawasaki. And Guy Kawasaki was aone of the founding members of the Apple Corporation.
Guy Kawasaki さんというのはその Apple Corporation を最初に始めた人の一人です。
He was in on the very beginning of the Apple Company.
Apple のそのコーポレーションが一番最初に始まった立ち上がった時に一緒にやってた人ですね。
Who's heard of Apple before?
Apple のこと聞いたことある人。
Yeah, she hasn't heard of it. Apple.It started in somebody's garage and then it gradually became bigger and bigger. So he saw what it takes to start something. And since then he started many other companies. And so the first aspect of starting a company, he said, is you have to know your purpose.
で、その会社を立ち上げる最初のことは何をしなきゃいけないかというと、その目的を持たなきゃいけない。
Be very clear why you're doing this.
で、なぜ自分が殺しているのかというね、ことに対してはっきりした目的がなきゃいけない。
And Rupa Goswami says, when you're practicing devotional service, you also have to be very clear why you're doing it.
で、Rupa Goswami はその敬愛奉仕をするにあたって、 なぜ自分がこれをしているのかということをね、はっきり知らなければいけないとおっしゃいました。
Otherwise, if you do it mindlessly, without any goal in mind,
そうやってね、何も考えないで、ゴールも何もなくて始めたならば、
Like you worship Tulsi Devi every day, right?
例えばあのトラシデビをね、毎日朝ね。
But if you just stand there and sing the song, but you don't know what it means,
でもただただ立ってそこで歌を歌うだけで、その意味が何もわからなければ、
And your mind is elsewhere,
で、マインドはどっかに行ってる。
Then you may not get the benefit of worshiping Tulsi.
その投資をね、礼拝する恩恵というのを自分にやってこないかもしれない。
On the other hand, if you study Tulsi,
しかしもしトラシのことを一生懸命勉強して、
You know who she is in Krishna's Leela.
どういう人か。
You study the words in the song. You know what you're praying to, what you're praying for when you're praying to her. And you have the context of understanding why you're asking for these things. Then you may be very absorbed in worshiping Tulsi.
そしたらトラシを礼拝するのにね、本当に心が没頭することができるかもしれない。
So Rupa Goswami says, don't do these things without knowing the goal.
だから Rupa Goswami はその目的なしでね、そういうことをしちゃいけないというふうにおっしゃってるんですね。
This is called Niyamagraha. It means that you're doing it and doing it and moving around, but you're not thinking about it.
でそれはいろんなことをやもうどんどんやるんだけれども、そのことを考えてない。なぜそれやってるかの意味もわからない。
So,
goals
give you a clear purpose.
だから目的というの、ゴールというのはあなたにはっきりした明確な目的を与えてくれる。
And next thing, they help you to prioritize.
そして何が一番大切かというね、その優先順位を教えてくれる。
Because one of the biggest mistakes that people make in their life.
で人々がその人生の中で。してしまう大きな間違いの一つというのは
The way that one can waste a lot of time
時間を無駄にしてしまう
is putting major emphasis on minor things
ということはそれはその小さいほんの小さなことにねたくさんの時間を費やしてしまうことです
because there are a lot of minor things that will come into your life every day
毎日毎日ねあなたの生活の中にはそういう細かいことがいっぱいあると
And it's possible to give them a lot of attention.
そういうものに大きなたくさんの時間を割いてね、その心を向けてしまう。
And at the end of the hour, at the end of the day, at the end of the week,
何時間か経って、何日か経って、何週間か経って、
there'll be no return.
そしたら何の結果も得られてない。
And then you'll feel like didn't do anything.
自分何もしなかったじゃないのと思ってしまう。
And you'll be right. You didn't do anything.
そうですよね。本当にあなたは何もしなかったと。
So, if you set goals, you can plan ahead of time to prioritize what's most important.
だからゴールを一旦決めたならば、じゃあ何が一番大切かということをね、自分でこう順序付けていかなきゃいけない。
Alfredo Pareto. Alfredo Pareto said that 80% of your activities give you 20% result.
でその人は 80% のあなたの行動というのは 20% のリターンがあるというふうに
And 20% of your activities gives you 80% result.
そして 20% のあなたの活動は 80% の結果をもたらす。
Did she get it right?
No, I'm confused.
Okay, so the way that this Alfredo Pareto said that there's a few things that you do that give you a big result, and there are a lot of little things that you can do that give you a very tiny result.
でそのほんの少しやっただけでもね、大きな結果が出てくるものもあるし、たくさんのことをやったにもかかわらず、その結果はものすごく小さなものでしかないということもある。
So one of the most important aspects of time management.
だからその時間をね、どういうふうにマネージするかということにおいて、その一番大切なことというのは、
is to find out what your main priority activities are every day.
その毎日毎日自分がやらなきゃいけないことで一番 大切なことは何かということをね、まず決めなきゃいけない。
And then do them first.
それをまず最初にやるんですね。
The things that you don't want to do.
それはあなたが多分やりたくないことでしょうけど。
In fact, just like in sales.
例えばそのセールスなんか物を売るときにね。
Making sales calls is not a big priority.
でそうやってその売りたい人にこうセールスピッチをするわけですよね。
Doing paperwork is not a priority.
いろんな事務の仕事をするっていうのもあまり やりたくないことです
ね。Driving to an appointment is not that important.
で、その約束に予約した人に会いに行くためにドライブするのもあまりやりたくないこと。
Reviewing lists is not very important.
そのリストをね、また見返したりするのもあまりやりたくない。
But actually meeting face to face with a customer is important.
しかし、そのお客さんと直接会うのは非常に大事なことです。
And many people in sales, they shuffle paperwork, they make phone calls, they do a lot of different things because they're afraid to actually meet somebody face to face.
セールスマンの人たちはね、お客様と直接会うのが怖いから、その事務の仕事をちょっとやったり、ちょっと電話をしたりね、そういうことでその時間を無駄にして過ごしてしまって。
So you have to face your fear and do the big thing first.
だから自分のその恐れというものに直接もう顔を向けて、それをしっかり見つめて、それをまず最初にやらなきゃいけない。
Brian Tracy wrote a book called Swallow That Frog, Eat That Frog.
Brian Tracy はね、本を書いたんですけれども、そのカエルを、そのカエルを食べなさいっていうような題名の本です。
So a frog is that one task or activity that you just don't want to do. It's too ugly even to look at.
そのカエルっていうのはね、非常に見にくいもので、もう見るのさえも嫌な生き物ですよね。
You have some fear of doing it for some reason.
だからそれ、何かやることに対して、それに対する恐れというものがある。
You know it's really important.
それ非常に大切なものだということは分かってるんだけれども。
But instead of doing that, you go around the edges.
で、それをやる代わりに、その周りの細かいものをね、こうやってしまうね。
So he says, if you look and you see, there's two frogs, and one's a big ugly frog.
で、例えばその二つのカエルがいると、一つはもう大きくて、それは見にくいカエルだった。
Swallow that one first.
そのやつ、それを最初に飲み込まなきゃいけない。
It's a vegan frog. So, because when you do, then you'll release a lot of energy because you did the thing that you feared.
で、それをするとね。自分が恐れていたことをやったということで、それからエネルギーをもらうことになります。
So, make a priority list.
そうやって、その優先順位を決めていかなきゃいけない。
And find out those frogs that have been holding you back.
で、あなたをそういういろんなことから、やることから邪魔しているそのカエルをね、見つけなさい。
And then make a goal to swallow those frogs.
そしてそのカエルを飲み込むというゴールを作りなさい。
And then you can move forward very quickly.
そういうふうにして始めれば、もう非常に早くね、進んでいくことができます。
So we talked about purpose. Everyone say purpose.
目的のことを話しましたね。目的。
Priorities.
で、優先順位。
And persistence.
で、いつもずっとやり続けるということ。
Now here's another reason to set goals.
で、もう一つそのゴールを決めるということに。
When you know there's a finish line, then you can persist. And if you don't know where the finish line is, you become very, it's very hard to keep going. Just like if we ask Nitai Prabhu to do some push-ups right now. And we say, just do as many as you can. Then he may stop at any number. We say, do 25. He has a clear amount in his mind. And he can go towards that. So, similarly, when we have a beginning and an end to our goals, we can put our full energy. One of the ways that you can set goals is do 30-day goals.
で、そのゴールを決めるにあたってね、できるのは、その例えば30日ゴールというのを決める。
Because you can really change your life in 30 days.
30日もあれば、本当に自分の人生を大きく変えることができるはずです。
You can start developing a new habit in 30 days.
30日間で新しいね、自分のその習慣を持つこともできる。
But it's also a short enough amount of time that it's not intimidating.
でもそれが長すぎない、大きすぎないね、長すぎないから、 もうそれできないというふうに躊躇してしまうこともないでしょう。
Someone says, oh, you're not eating sugar.
例えばね、あなたはじゃあお砂糖食べてないんですか。
Is it just 30 days?
30日間だけ食べないんです。
You can tolerate.Everyone else is eating cake. There's like no cake for me. And the mind goes, no cake for me? I want cake. And you say, no, the goal is next 30 days, no cake. You can do that. Because you have the end in mind. You've made a clear... And similarly, when you chant japa,You say, yes, I'm going to spend 5 minutes very focused, next 5 minutes. Then you can give full attention. But if you just say, give full attention, your mind's like, when, how, why can't I? Becomes unruly like a little child. So this sankhya, counting and making goals for your sadhana can be very potent. Because we're living in the world of time right now. And time can be compartmentalized, it can be segmented. You can use that to your advantage. If you take one segment at a time and you say, I'm going to make this a success, and then you string together a bunch of little successes,Your sadhana will become very powerful. But if you don't segment, you can just stray off the path and think, oh, it's too hard to do good japa. Or any other task. So the third P is persistence. Yeah, and it's important to persist in your goals.And the way to do that is to segment them, put them in little parts. Yeah. And so there's a lot of reasons people don't set goals. But because our time is short, I'm not going to go into it.Okay, so here's how to set goals. First thing is, decide what you want and write it down. Please repeat after me. Decide what you want and write it down. Decide what you want and write it down. Decide what you want and write it down. So what is it? Yeah. Write it down. Yeah. So decide what you want and write it down. This is a very powerful way of manifesting the particular spiritual desire that you're moving towards. There's something very creative about writing. When you have aspirations,
で例えば自分で何かやりたいというそういう気持ちが起こってきた
Which we all do.
それみんなありますよね
Because we're alive.
で私たちは生きてるわけですから
And you take those aspirations and you commit them to paper.
でそれをそのことを紙にちゃんと書き出すんですね
It's coming from the subtle level to the gross level.
それはそういう目に見えない状態から目に見える状態に
And then your thoughts start to become codified on paper.
そうすると、あなたの考えというものがそのコードになって紙の中、紙にこう反映されるということなんですね。
If you take some paper and you just write things down, you'll notice that immediately your mind, as I said before, will start to go towards those goals.
そしてその紙に何かをこう書き出すと、あなたのマインドというのはもうすぐにそのゴールに向かって。
Number two is to make your goals smart.
で、その二番目はそのゴールというのは非常に、スマートにしなきゃいけない。
Yeah, they're called smart goals, but I won't go into a lot of details about this right now. Yeah, it's actually an acronym, SMART. So first.Part of a smart goal is that it's specific.
その smart って英語では言いましたけれども、それは一つ一つの頭文字を取ったその言葉なんですね。で、その S は何?
Specific.
S というのはその特定なこと。
Yes. If it's very general, your mind won't have any target to hit.
それが一般的なことだったらね、その的がない。
Second thing is it's measurable.
2番目は測ることができるもの。
If you can count it, if you can measure what you're doing, then you can see if you're making progress.
自分がやってることをちゃんと測ることができれば、自分がそこでもってどのくらいその進歩したかっていうこともわかる。
Next is it should be attainable.
それは、達成することができるものであること。
Set goals that are a little out of reach, but you have a feeling, yeah, I could do this.
ほんのちょっと手の届かないところにあるもの。でも頑張ればできる、そういうものですね。
And the next one is very similar. It's realistic.
で、現実的なもの。
And last thing, it's timely.
で、最後はその時間を決めて時間通りにやってる。
Set a date.
で、日にちをね。
This is when I'm going to make my goal.
で、私はこの時にゴールをする。
And if you have a smartphone or computer, there are lots of applications nowadays that you can get that help you with this.
で、スマートフォンとかそういうものがあれば。そのゴールを、ね、設定するのに助けとなるアプリがたくさんあると思います。
For instance, one of them, you set your goal and you could put a timer for the date. For instance, if you say, I'm gonna achieve this goal next year at this time.
で、例えばね、この自分でゴールを設定したと、それを来年のね、この時までにこれを達成すると決めたとします。
By this date and time, next year I will.
来年のこの日この時間に。
I will what? I will what? Attain? No, how's that specific? You're going to do what? Say a goal, specific goal. What do you want? What do you want? I'm asking you what your goals are. What? You will finish Chaitanya Charitamrita by this date next year. That's specific, right?Now for that, there's a special application. It's called Be a Sage Page by Page. Available from the App Store. You just go to Be a Sage and download it for free. For either iPhone or Android. And on that application, say 1 year from now, I want to finish CC.You can push the dial in and it'll tell you exactly how many pages or shlokas that you have to read each day in order to finish. And so that's timely. And what happens when you have a goal like that is then you have an excuse to opt out of all the other nonsense that goes on. I remember when I was going to, I went back to college. And somebody, some neighbor or something was watching a boxing match on TV. I just said, I don't have time. I'm busy. I got to finish my paper. And I realized I could. I was writing my book. I had a deadline.
ここで終わらせなきゃいけないという締め切りの日がちゃんとあった。
And I was able to opt out of everything.
そしてその締め切りがあるからこそ他のものをね、もう何も
目をつけ
なくやることができた。
I have to finish my pages every day.
で毎日ねこのページを終わらせなきゃいけない。
And someone says, let's talk nonsense for half an hour.
じゃあ30分だけちょっとナンセンスなことを話しましょうと言ったとしても。
He says, I don't have time.
私その時間がないと。
In fact, you'll go around the block to miss the people who are talking nonsense because you've got to make your goal.
でそうやってそのゴールがあるからこそゴールを失わないためにね、もういろんなそのナンセンスを話している人ともう話さなくてもよくなる。
Yeah, so timely is important. And on these little counters, you can get in different applications, it'll count down the days that you have left in order to achieve your goal.
そのアプリの中ではね、そのページ数をこうカウントしてくれるんだけれども、それが例えば1日使って過ぎたら、それはあと何日ありますよ、あと何ページありますよっていうようなね、ことを教えてくれる。
Okay, so another thing is to write your goals in the present tense and make them positive. It's easier for the mind to accommodate. For instance, I say, I read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam in the next 5 years. And let's just say you're overweight and you want to lose weight. And your ideal weight is, let's say, 200 pounds. And you say, I weigh 200 pounds. And you write in the present tense, write in the positive. So. What is it?
90kg.
Okay. All right. For me, 200 pounds, I'd be skinny as a rail. Okay, so four, break large goals into smaller tasks. Yeah. And we just talked about that with reading. All you have to read is 8 pages a day of the Bhagavatam. And you'll finish the whole thing in 5 years. It's amazing what you can do if you are consistent on your goal every day, a little bit. Yeah, so try to break it into little bits. Number five is create accountability. You can share your goal with somebody that you trust. So they help keep you on track. And here, the next one's really powerful, is that make your list of goals visible.
でそのゴールをね、目に見えるところに置かなきゃいけない。
There's a couple ways to do this.
それは2つぐらい方法があります。
At least a couple ways.
少なくとも2つね。
One way is to put your list up in a place that you see it every day.
で毎日ね、見えるところに自分のリストをこう貼っておくこと。
Or put it in a few places.
一箇所だけじゃなくて何箇所にも貼っておくこと。
Like you can put it in on the mirror in the bathroom.
例えば
On the refrigerator, on the dashboard of your car, at the bottom of your computer screen. Where else? In your car. Yeah, different places where you are every day, so you look at the goals. And the other way.To keep them very present in your mind is to rewrite them regularly. Each time you rewrite your goal, it re-energizes it. And your mind will go with more force after the goal. There's no harm in writing it over every day. Okay, next is stay on course. Regularly assess your progress. And when you make certain goals, then celebrate them. And number eight is if you need to readjust your goals. If you find that certain goals aren't working for you, then adjust them in such a way that they fit your life. And you feel comfortable. This is my goal. I can achieve this. And number nine is to categorize your goals. What different categories do you have in your life? Let's name five. One?
Health.
Yes. You can make a whole category for health, right? Two. Family. Very important. Three.
Sadhana.
Yes.
Sadhana.
Four. Job. Shigoto. That's five. Okay, so let's say health. So you make a category for health. Name three things you could put in that category.
Exercise.
Then?
Diet.
Is that what you said? Healthy diet. And? Third? Drink water. That's like a specific, but like, yeah, that become under diet. And then attitude. And then if you go into diet, you can be more specific. You say drink good water. You can decide ahead of time, I'm going to eat more vegetables instead of cake. And if that's a clear priority for you, when you sit down and you say, do you want salad or do you want cake? Yeah, then you'll have the strength because this is my goal. So you can make categories to fit your life. For instance, people who have family goals, they tend to have better relationships. Because they very purposefully cultivate their relationships. If you leave your family goals to default, or any other goals, then you may have to do emergency management. And this is not a progressive life. This is defense rather than offense. And number 10, use various time frames. How about a 1 minute goal? 1 minute goals are so powerful. Because people think, what can I do in 1 minute? I'll look at something on my screen. But you can actually do a lot in 1 minute. you could get rid of an important, you'd send off an important email in 1 minute. You could look at a verse. You know, there's so many things you could do. Or you could have a 1 hour goal. You say, okay, I don't want to clean the house. I don't feel like it. I'd rather sit here and eat ice cream. But then you say, okay, for the next 60 minutes, I'm going to just do as much as I can to clean the house. And immediately your mind will become activated.
Say,
all right, you got a deal. I can do for one hour. That's it. And then ice cream. Unless you put on your health goal that you're not going to eat ice cream. So 1 hour goals, and then you've got a whole day. So Agmandino used to say, never greet the dawn without a map. If you plan your day ahead of time, and you write down what you're going to achieve in that one day, you'll be able to seize the day. Then there's 30-day goals. 1 year goals. 3 year goals. 5 year goals. 10 year goals. Lifetime goals. And all of these time frames, you can fit specific kinds of activities. And a couple of quotes to remember. Go like this. Drops a day wear the stone away. This is Srila Prabhupada had a goal to translate Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these other books. He had a list of books he wanted to do. And he said that I did it a little bit at a time. Next one is inch by inch, it's a cinch. Easy. Easy. It's like with chanting japa, 108 mantras is actually a pretty intimidating thing. But if you just think of three mantras at a time, and you keep doing that over and over again, then it becomes easy. And finally, from our good friend Will McCoy Paramahamsa Das, his statement, goals are potent. There's power in goals. And if you make your spiritual life goal-oriented, and all the other categories of your life have appropriate goals, then you become a well-rounded practitioner. So your homework is to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and to write some goals. Because the system is, decide what you want, And write it down. And if you just do that one thing, you'll find that your mind will start running after the goals immediately. Om Tat Sat. Any question or comment? Satyade Prabhu.
Since we're in the digital age, is it okay to write your goal down on the notes section of your iPhone? Is it just as good? And one other thing.
It's just as good, except for the people that own the big pen companies would not agree. Because they have a campaign, they have experts going around teaching that you actually get more out of writing something down by hand. There's a visceral experience and there's some connection to the brain. So there are different theories about it. If you write it on a, type it on a screen, or if you write it by hand, you have to see for yourself how it works. There is something very powerful about writing things on paper, and it's not archaic. It's something still you can do. But if you write it on a screen, it'll obviously have potency as well. She's going home to write her goals.
And I'd just like to thank you for this wonderful class. And I've heard some of these things before, but I'd forgotten them. And especially the acronym SMART for goals. I'm going to, my goal is to remember that and to put it into practice.
Everyone, please say hello to everyone on the internet tonight. No, they're right behind you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for joining us from wherever you are. Please write your goals down and have a successful life. Vancha kalpadurusha kripa sindhaveva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gora haribo. Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gora, Haribo, Nitai Gora, Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora, Haribo.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.